Yesterday on the program, we heard about Google's choice of Kansas City, Kansas, as the winner of its ultra-fast fiber optic network. It promises internet access more than 100 times faster than home broadband. Well, today we explore a movement that's bucking the trend toward ultra-fast, people who revel in getting back to a slower pace online, much slower.
Reshot Americano.
If we're all now speeding down the information superhighway, consider this a detour onto a bumpy country road.
Coffee. Enjoy it slowly.
At the Coffee House Drip here in Washington, they specialize in hand pours, each cup of Burundian Buzira Guhinda individually crafted. Drip's owner is 33-year-old Hunter Fantuzzi.
We really focus on slow coffee, slow internet, slow everything, really.
Hey, can I get 2 hours of dial-up?
Drip is just one outpost of what its practitioners call the slow internet movement. You'll find coffee houses like this one offering dial-up only in hipster enclaves in Portland, Oregon, Williamsburg, Brooklyn, Ottumwa, Iowa. Drip enforces a strict no smartphone policy. They've lined their walls with lead to block wireless signals. Instead, they offer dial-up at 28.8 leisurely kilobits per second. Order dial-up, and Drip will activate one of the many phone jacks lining the brick walls here, 99 cents an hour.
I don't think that anyone who's ever bought internet time here has spent less than 4 hours, and that's just checking email.
People say that the fun part of dating is the chase. And I realized that that was how I felt about the gathering of information.
That's Drip regular Sadie Goldberg-Patel. I found her hunched over her vintage 1987 K-Pro 2 portable computer, waiting to connect.
Now, when I'm waiting for the internet to load up, I get butterflies.
And those butterflies have measurable physiological benefits, according to Dr. Uri Langsam. He's a neuroscientist and professor of Lentarian Studies at the University of Southern Minnesota's Duluth campus.
At the Biomedical Advanced Research and Development Authority, we've attached electrodes to the heads of computer users. And as we dial back the internet from, say, 15 million bits per second and downward, we find at 14.4, approximately at 14,400, the alpha waves of the user are similar to someone who is meditating. The heart rate slows down, the thinking improves, the complexion improves. It's just amazing what it'll do.
And the whole perception of time, I guess, shifts as you slow down.
Well, that's a very interesting point. What we've discovered is when we slow the internet down, so a picture that normally comes on the screen for in a second or two actually takes a minute, and then we ask people, how long did it take for that picture to come on the screen? They say 3 minutes, 5 minutes. Some people think it took 8 minutes. So while we can't actually lengthen the human life, we can certainly make it feel much, much longer by slowing down the internet.
Talk to slow netters, as they call themselves, and they invariably pay homage to the queen of the slow food movement, Alice Waters, owner of the restaurant Chez Panisse in Berkeley. Waters says she's thrilled to be the inspiration for slow internet, but not surprised.
Well, I think it really relates because it's the slow food movement is about how we live our lives, how we want to live our lives. And so it's just sort of the natural extension to go into the internet in that way.
And the slow netters have this new anthem from the band OK Go.
That song is called Love Me Long Time. It's about the internet when it was a more tactile experience, you know, when it actually took something to be on the internet.
Love me with that Commodore 64. And though the world might forget, she still let it on tell that. And a tattoo says the boring try it north.
That's OK Go's frontman Damian Kulash. Along with his love of vinyl and vintage mics and amps, he feels a deep, almost primal connection to dial-up.
That sound, that like, I think it's like the Beatles must have been to my parents. It calls back out all of the rage and lust and hormones of my youth. It's a really powerful sound.
Now, Damian Kulash admits he loves connectivity and immediacy as much as the next guy. After all, OK Go's clever music videos have gone viral with tens of millions of views on YouTube. But, he says, the slow internet movement has liberated the band to innovate in all kinds of ways.
I've been experimenting with wax cylinders and, with a vinyl lathe. I'm trying to actually cut my own records. It's really opened my ears to a new type of audio.
That's Damian Kulash, frontman for OK Go and for the slow internet movement. You can hear the full version of Love Me Long Time at our website. That's http://www.npr.org. And the band says if you send them a self-addressed, stamped, padded envelope, they'll send you an 8-track.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.